Dave Johnson, our senior sports director. You came up to me the other day. I feel like I'm very well versed in pastry and pie and desserts, but you brought this to me and I never heard of it.
Because banoffee pie triggers an emotion and a passion in me, and food can do this. And that's one of the wonders of travel is the food you discover. And I think about lobster roll that I can get at Raleigh's in Lynn, Massachusetts, and I start to think about that, and it takes me to a happy place. Or the Dover Sole at a restaurant, RL, Ralph Lauren's place in Chicago. I can taste it now, and I'm going to start to salivate just talking about this. But I've always loved, maybe love's too strong, but always strongly liked banana cream pie.
Well, yeah, what's not to like?
What's not to like? I mean, it's got that vanilla wafer's little crunch in there. There's just so much going on.
Pudding, whipped topping.
It's not just, I mean, pies by themselves are great, but sometimes it's crust filling, crust. But this has like a symphony of things going on there.
Right, it's like layers of different textures and tastes.
Exactly. So then I go to England, of all places, where you don't think of layers of textures and taste. You think of beer and fish and chips. And somebody gives me banoffee pie, and it includes toffee. Now, toffee is one of those flavors that also triggers an emotion, because it's not like the, the sweetness of chocolate that can overpower you. It's a bit of a seduction, a bit of a tease. You like it, but yet you're not even sure why you like it, but you like it. And so now you throw it in with a little bit of that banana cream pie business going on, English biscuits, and suddenly that symphony of tastes come together, and it creates a passion. And then adding to it, we always love what we can't get. And then I'm stunned. It's not something you can easily get in this country. We have over 300 million people here. Restaurants, so many things. Taco Bell comes up with a new dish every week, and yet we don't have banoffee pie that's easily accessible. And that's something that every now and then I pine for and I think about, and it makes me sad because the people need banoffee pie. These are times that are difficult and turbulent, and that gets back to my theory. It's good to have a food that takes you to a happy place, and banoffee pie will take you to a happy place. And it excites you in so many ways.
All right, so tell me about this person you introduced me to who gave me the rich history on banoffee pie, not just, you know, descriptions of what it is and how to make it, but who over in London did I speak to about pie?
Chris Hall is just a wonderful person.
Although it is very much an English domain, it is inspired by America, and you know how very close and what great friends the British and the Americans are, but anything that's particularly calorific or those magnificent desserts that you have normally come from the United States. But on this particular occasion, we can lay claim, like we did once to the great US of A, to banoffee pie. And it was once Margaret Thatcher's most favorite dessert, and she loved to cook banoffee pie. But Margaret Thatcher would famously operate as Prime Minister of this country on just 4 hours sleep, and obviously banoffee pie helped her to make those important decisions based just on 4 hours sleep. But just to let you know, this is a fantastic dessert and one of our most favourites here in England. It was, as I say, inspired by an American coffee and toffee pie by the pie's inventors, two gentlemen called Nigel McKenzie and Ian Dowding. Now, they were the owner and chef, respectively, of a restaurant in Sussex. You may know Sussex. It is close to Hastings and Eastbourne and Brighton, about an hour south of London. And it was developed in 1971. And in fact, it was so successful that many of the big companies decided to introduce their own version of the banoffee pie. But they were selling it as an American pie. So the inventor actually put up £10,000 in prize money to anybody that could disprove the claim that it was actually invented in England. That's how passionate we are about banoffee pie.
He shares the same approach to life that I think I do, that you find certain things that you have a passion for. Now, I'm probably more passionate about banoffee pie than he is, because that's just standard in England. But he appreciates the conviction I have for wanting more people to experience banoffee pie.
Did he introduce you to it?
He introduced me to it.
Okay, so he's the one who started this whole love affair.
And he offered it to me like it was just, well, of course, you must have it every day in America. Well, no, I don't have it every day in America. The combination of the banana cream and the toffee, I don't get that. I mean, Reese's had that whole thing where the peanut butter and chocolate combined. It worked here in America, but I don't know why toffee and banana cream has not been put together before.
Well, how about our goal for next year is to make sure that every supermarket, including that giant right across the street, is selling banoffee pie just like it would sell cupcakes.
The way you make a difference in the world is simple goals. And that's a simple goal that we can strive for.